It's early morning on a weekday. These children are supposed to be at school, but education is the latest casualty of Lebanon's economic collapse.
I'm worried about my education. I haven't been to school for a month. The teachers are on strike because they're demanding their rights.
Public schools were supposed to reopen after the winter holidays, but it may be a while before classes resume. Teachers have been demanding an increase in their salaries to cope with rising inflation and a collapsing currency.
Our salaries lost 85% of their value. Half of it is for transportation costs. Also, the government is not covering all our hospital bills. It costs four times our salary to pay for a night in hospital.
The government is nearly broke, 2 years into a severe financial crisis that many blame on decades of corruption and mismanagement. And so far, this year's state budget, which has yet to be approved by government, doesn't include a pay rise for teachers.
The government will be approving a temporary compensation package for teachers, and then it will discuss the draft state budget, because we can't increase teachers' pay without doing the same for army officers, soldiers, judges, and other public sector employees.
The public sector has been under-resourced by successive governments. Now it is under strain because an estimated 100,000 students transferred to the public system.
My kids used to be in a private school, but according to the crisis we are facing it, because I work here in Lebanon, we have economic problems, so I stopped them.
There has also been an increase in children working to support their families. The economic meltdown has impoverished 80% of the population, forcing many families to choose how to spend their limited income.
It's not just tuition fees that have become unaffordable for many, but also school-related costs, including transportation. The United Nations says 50% of households have had to cut spending on education, with nearly a third of those actually pulling their children out of school.
About 1.2 million children in Lebanon have already experienced 2 years of disruption because of nationwide protests and the coronavirus pandemic.
The teachers have legitimate demands, but what are they expecting? There is no state.
The state has all but collapsed. It's nearly bankrupt, and the consequence is the future of Lebanon, which has never looked more uncertain. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.